Spirit inspired Luke to allow our subjects to remain unknown. There's not even enough context clues that we can determine exactly where the scripture occurred, except to know that it was on the way to Jerusalem. We do not know who asked the question. We don't know who was in the crowd. And so that leads me to believe that this word is for whosoever, wherever you may be. The question that was posed today by one, he asked, Lord, are there few that be saved? This question, you see, it loomed large in the people of that day, just as it does in our minds today. As we attend funerals, we may not say it out loud, but we wonder in our minds. I wonder if Aunt Sue made it in. I wonder if Uncle Joe, if he got there. But rarely do we pose the question as we sit. I wonder if I am going to make it in. And so today in our text, Jesus brings clarity to that subject matter. Jesus' response to the one was strive to enter in at the straight gate. The word strive is both present tense, I strive. It's also future tense, I will strive. In the Greek, strive means to struggle, to contend with an adversary, to fight. You see, man must confess with his mouth. He must believe in his heart, but there also must be repentance. We focus on confession and faith, but sometimes we leave the repentance to a lesser degree. You see, far too often today, we Christians think that we can live our lives any way we please. And we gonna make it to heaven anyhow. But this word sets us straight. It gives us the right expectation about whether or not we're going to make it in. You see, point one is that true repentance requires work. Repentance involves changing both our thoughts about sin and our will, our wanting to sin. It's turning away from sin and turning towards good. We must struggle to change our minds about sin to the point that our actions change. We must fight to lay aside every weight of sin that so easily besets us. We've got to contend with our adversary, the devil, by submitting to God and resisting him. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. Jesus first mentioned the two gates in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Jesus tells us that the straight, which means narrow gate, that was one of the gates. The other gate is the wide gate. Young people, I say to you today that that wide gate leads to destruction. For there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends thereof is the ways of death. Young people, you've got to watch the crowd. You can't always follow them, because they may be leading you to destruction. Choose the narrow way. It leads to life. A few weeks ago, I was going into the airport at London. There was a 15-minute walk from the entrance of the terminal to the gate that I was expected to depart on. And so as I got there, I sat down because I was probably about an hour and a half early. And about 30 minutes before the expected departure time, a lady from Continental, she walked over to me and she said, "Let me see your boarding pass," because she wanted to know if I was at the right gate. You see, the world would have us to believe that all gates will lead us into heaven. But my Bible tells me that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. The choice of the gate is yours to make. But you should seek the Lord while he may be found. For we don't know the day nor the hour when he shall come again. In verse 25, it tells us that the master of the house, he rises up and he shuts the door. Point three, kingdom entry, there is an end date.
All right.
So don't wait too late. What are you saying? What are you saying, preacher? The scripture says that the master of the house rises up and he closes the door. And there are those that are standing outside the door, and they're knocking. They want to get in. And the master says, "I don't know you." Well, doesn't God know everything? He is. He is omniscient. He knows all. He knows who's standing on the outside of the door. But what he's saying is, "You're not of my household."
All right.
How many of us have gotten locked outside of our houses, of our own houses? So we go and we knock on the door and we say, can you let me in? And of course, someone in the house, they recognize that it's you. So they open the door and they let you in. But heaven is the Lord's house. And it's he who determines who's going to come in. And so he doesn't have to open the door. And he will not open the door. And so those that are outside of the door, they knock. "Lord, Lord, we know you, Jesus." That's what the scripture tells us. "We ate and drank where you were, know you not whence you come. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus clearly told us that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Point four. We can't name drop and talk our way into heaven. Luke 6:46 tells us, why call me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things which I say? Point five, and we're almost there. There are dire consequences to pay for those that are thrown out of heaven. See, everybody's gone, but not everybody's gonna stay. The sad part is that those that sat with Jesus, that drank while he was present, they were in the presence of the bread of life. But they settled for merely temporal bread. Young people, I say to you today, don't settle for merely temporal bread. Make sure that you hook up with Jesus. Don't miss out. You see, you can be in the house, but you can be locked out in the end. Make sure you know where you are. When they get to heaven, they're going to see the saints of the ages. They're going to see the living proof that they refused to believe. For the saints of the ages will be there and stand before their faces. It's not just about missing heaven. It's about the eternal damnation that awaits you if you don't make the right choice. It's sorrow and pain eternally. For in heaven, there will be those from every kindred, from every nation, and from every tongue. There you'll see some people that you didn't expect to see. They'll be seated in the kingdom. And some that you expected to see, you'll see them thrust out. For this is the day that the judge settles all accounts. Where the scales were once tipped, they are now equalized. This is the day where some of those illegal immigrants that we've seen put out of the U.S., they gonna be sitting in the kingdom. This is the day where some of the homeless that we pass along the roadside, they gonna be sitting in the kingdom. This is the day where some of those that discipline young people. Written in our Bibles. Horrific murders had occurred when Pilate had some of the Galileans killed while they were in the temple making sacrifices. Tragic accidents had occurred. The Tower of Siloam fell and killed 18 people. Jesus told the crowd that day, he said, "Don't worry about their fate, except ye repent. Ye shall all likewise perish." This week, we've seen horrific murders in Santa Fe High School. We've seen a tragic plane crash that killed 110 people. This morning, church, Jesus speaks. He says today, repent, or we shall all likewise perish. The question today is your name written in the book of life? Will you enter in? Or will you be locked out and cast into the lake of fire? The good news, because there's always good news. The good news is that the blood is still running warm in your veins. You have an opportunity today to come and give your life to the Lord of Lords and to the King of Kings. His name is Jesus. He's the one that traveled up Via Della Rosa to a hill called Calvary. It was there he hung, he bled, and he died. He died to save us from the destruction that awaits those that are locked outside the door. Today, you've heard the word, harden not your heart. Come today while you still have time. For on the third day he rose and he claimed all power in his hand. He is alive today and he's beckoning to you today to come. If you don't know him today, today's the time to come. Deacons, come, please. Please come today while you have time. Don't wait too late. Don't put it off. Souls hang in the balance.